Tuatahi mai I tēnei aihei. I'm Kawe Roos, and here's what's making headlines across Aotearoa and Te Wahi Pounamu. Kua hinga te ringa toi rongo nui o te mutu a Robin Kahukiwa. Renowned New Zealand painter Robin Kahukiwa passes away, while major changes are proposed for the New Zealand driver's licensing system. E te tī e te tā, kua hinga te ringa toi rongo nui o te mutu a Robin Kahukiwa. No ngā rā whakatā, mate atu ai te uri o Ngāti Porou, o tī rā o te Tairāwhiti whānui. Na tōna whānau ake te kōrero I puta, kua mate tō rātou kuia ki te huihuinga o te kahurangi e 86 o nā tāu. I rongo nui a Kahukiwa I āna mahi toi e whakātu ana I te manawahine. Ā, ko āna kohi ngā toi ke te papa. Ā, I whakamahia e te whānau ora o nā painta I tō rātou whakatairanga I te taha wairua. E ai ki tōna whānau pani, ko āna toi, ko āna pukapuka tamariki o nā tohu maumahara. Renowned Ngāti Porou painter and New Zealander Robin Kahukiwa has passed away at the age of 86. Her family announced her death on social media, stating she died peacefully on April 11th, surrounded by loved ones. Kahukiwa, known for her powerful depictions of Māori figures and themes of activism, was celebrated both in Aotearoa and internationally. Her family described her as a courageous wahine toa, whose art spoke volumes. Kahukiwa's legacy includes her impactful artworks and children's books, leaving a lasting influence on Māori art and culture. E kui haere whakangaro atu rā. Meanwhile, in the government is proposing significant changes to New Zealand's driver's licensing system, the first in 14 years. Transport Minister Chris Bishop announced today that drivers will no longer need a practical test to get their full licence. The number of required ISET tests will also be reduced. These changes aim to make the licensing process more efficient and affordable. Public consultation on the proposed changes begins tomorrow. Bishop says these measures will encourage safe driving while simplifying the path to obtaining a full licence. Hoi anora. A 49-year-old man has been charged with murder following the discovery of a man's body in a car in Kawakawa. Emergency services were called to a car park near the Caltex petrol station on Station Road just before 8 a.m. on Sunday. Detective Inspector Rhys Johnson says the victim appeared to have been violently assaulted. Police are searching a property in Te Tī and have released a photo of a black Ford Falcon, registration BYM765, seen at the Caltex station at 7:15 in the morning. They urge anyone with information to come forward. The accused will appear in the Kaikohe District Court today. Meanwhile, still in the government circles, a leaked document revealed that the government is considering cutting $118 million a year to the Kahui Ako Education Scheme in next month's budget. The Ministry of Education reports obtained by Radio New Zealand suggest redirecting the funds to support children with disabilities. Despite high risk of legal and industrial challenges, the report indicates most teachers would support the move. Established in 2014, Kahui Ako groups schools to address common issues, but it has been controversial. The final decision is expected in April. Nō reira, koe nā mātou kohi ngā kōrero. For more Wātea News, check us out on Wātea News across social media. I'm Kawe Roos. Nō hora mai rā.